Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And it is summer, and it is hot, and it is Throwback Thursday.
It is that time of the week again. As I dab my forehead.
I want to just be on the porch with a mint julep.
Oh.
And like a handkerchief.
Yes.
Going, you know. Rocking back, I'm rocking back and forth right now. You can't see it, but it's good. Pretty impressive. Look like I'm Big Daddy in Streetcar. Streetcar, what's wrong with it? Count on the hot roof.
Tin roof.
God,
I don't know why it was Cockney, but it was just like
Count on the hot tin roof, governor. Oh my gosh.
Which reminds me of Waiting for Guffman once again. Hello, Al.
I hope you've watched it since then. Hello.
With his horrible Cockney accent. He just takes off the consonants of every word.
I love me some Corky St. Clair.
This whole world needs a little more Corky St. Clair.
I think this whole world has too many Corky St. Clairs.
Right, fair,
they just don't call themselves Corky St. Clair.
Fair. You're right.
You know, that's always my worst fear, that someone's going to say that about me behind my back.
That you're like, oh, that director is like, just like Corky St. Clair.
Oh my God. Listen to Corky
Rob
over here.
Rob Schneider, Corky St. Clair.
Seriously, I think the worst thing you can be called behind your back is the name of a character from Waiting for Guffman. Seriously, imagine if somebody said about you and your wife, and it goes, Ron,
oh,
Sheila.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh.
Right? Think about
right.
it.
No, you're
like,
right.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh.
We're funny.
We're funny.
We think we are.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Oh, that's good. That's real good.
I'm sorry. Kevin, what's going on? How's life?
Oh, my God. Things are good. I've set myself a new goal this year. I want to try to see every worthy Broadway production in the new season. That's my new goal.
You know what? I have a very similar one. I'd like to see every single musical that opens on Broadway.
It's musical. And I, because the last couple of years, I have been remiss, and I have not made it my priority. And the finances was definitely a part of that. But because, I mean, really.
It's tough.
But there's ways. There's certainly ways. Although I'm lamenting the fact that I'm turning 36, and I can't go. Hiptix is done. This party's over.
When do you turn 36?
June 28th.
What are you as? What's your sign?
Cancer.
A cancer.
Yeah.
What are your attributes
for the cancer?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe in that stuff.
You don't. Neither do I. But I'm always
not
so
at
interested.
All. Please. I'm like crabs and cancer. Like I don't know.
You have crabs?
No, but the cancer's a crab and it's cancer. It's, you know,
oh, I got it.
I don't know. I don't go for any of that.
I'm a Pisces. That's two.
I just made a fish face.
that's two fish. That's two.
Oh, there's
fish.
Two Pisces plural. I see.
Because it's like fish. It's like the yin and yang symbol.
Oh,
but with fish,
right. So what does I that think. Mean? You're like. You're like the drama mask?
Yeah. It means that you're very sensitive and can somewhat be indecisive.
Oh, all right.
Which is great as a director. Yeah. Which is fantastic.
Nice.
No bottom line on anything.
That's it.
whatever you want it to be. You be you organic.
Do. You do you.
You do you. Although some, I do direct like that sometimes. You do you. Make that moment whatever you want it to be.
Just go for it.
Angry, sad, happy. Live your truth. Namaste. See you at yoga. And I have my mat.
Scene.
I'm sorry. You might hear some shuffling. My apartment's on a slant, and I'm in a rolling chair. So
Rob is constantly having a workout and moving himself back and forth.
I don't think I've ever shown Kevin this, but I am going to take my feet off the floor.
Yep, there we go. Come back.
Rolling across. I will do an artist's rendering on YouTube for you. Little stick figure of me sliding across the apartment. So let's see, Kevin.
All right, I got a
favorite thing for our audiences.
I have a person.
Person.
I do. I've got a person. He's a legend. He is a legendary individual that does not have, once again, does not get the recognition I believe he's due.
Kevin, I'm right in the room. Jeez.
It's your dancing skills that I'm so impressed by, Rob.
I am one of the best flamenco dancers.
And now that
is not,
I would
and
like
that
to
is
see.
Not appreciated by the Broadway community. Just, how dare the ushers at Fun Home say, sir, sit down. I will get up there and I will
dance.
They
know who I think I am.
I got a ring full of keys for you.
Oh, my God.
Ring full of keys.
Ring full of keys.
That's my new version. Sorry. So it's a person. This is underappreciated.
Yep, totally underappreciated. Never had the big hit that others did have. So that he did not get to have that kind of like...
Actor?
Nope.
Composer?
Nope.
Director?
Had, but known for other more important things like...
Lyricist?
No, like...
Dancing?
Yes.
Choreographer?
Yes.
It's a choreographer who did not... Oh, I'm going to guess. Jack Cole?
Exactly right.
Oh my gosh.
I remember being in like... I took history of dance and musical theater in college. And I remember like our... You know, you hear about all the greats. Gerald Robbins, Fosse, Michael Bennett. All these guys had like signature shows like Michael Bennett, A Chorus Line... Even like Gower Champion, you know, really important dancers that were, and of course lived in a time period in the 60s and the late 50s, but mostly 60s and 70s, where the director choreographer reigned supreme. You know, Bob Fosse, come on. But the father of the modern theatrical jazz dance was Jack Cole. And I remember when my teacher gave us that name, I was like, come again? Like, who's that? And of course, the dancers out there all know who Jack Cole is, especially if you're a Fosse dancer. But Fosse was one of his proteges. In fact, Jack Cole influenced all of the major director choreographers. You know, Fosse, Robbins, Gower Champion, Peter Gennaro, Michael Bennett, Alvin Ailey was in his choruses, Michael Kidd. So for years and years to come, if we had no Jack Cole, I argue that we would have no Fosse. We would have none of those other people. He choreographed great shows. I mean, and he had a very specific style. He was one of the first. No, it helped that he grew up in the era when modern dance was at its peak, and he took a lot of the modern dance elements and translated them to theatrical storytelling. And that was also new because with Oklahoma and all of that, we find that with Agnes DeMille that dance has to further the plot just as much as everything else, blah, blah, blah. So in the 50s, when Jack Cole came about, he was really a pioneer in that, in incorporating that. But also, in addition to that, he was known for looking in exotic places for new forms of dance. So he studied very heavily in India. He would study with Native American and other ethnic styles so that he could sort of pull from all of them and create his own vernacular, of which then, you know, like isolations, like one foot moving or one shoulder moving, you know, Bob Fosse took that and ran with it. So did Michael Bennett. So if Jack Cole wasn't there to sort of present that and create that, I wonder what dance would be like in the American, you know, musical theater art form. But he did do, you know, he was known for doing more exotic shows because of that dance
that
style.
So he
did like Kismet. You know, and he did like a show called Magdalena, which was by Villa-Lobos, which is like a Brazilian composer. He did a forgotten show called Zenda, starring Cheetah Rivera, with music by Vernon Duke that I have the record of.
What?
I was very proud of that record. It's like a live soundboard recording of it. It played the guy that did the Civic, you know, where they did Kismet and they did all of those, the Wright and Forest shows.
Out in L.A.
Yeah, on the West Coast. I'm pointing to the left, and that, I mean the West Coast. But so he was known for, and he did a funny thing happen on the way to the Forum, which I had forgotten and did not realize.
I thought Jerome Robbins did that.
He directed it, but Jack Cole did choreography. for the exotic dances.
Oh, like, you know, when House of Marcus Lycus and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
But he was but our listeners may know his work mostly because, you know, I think he got a little burned in the Broadway world and he went out to the West Coast and he was known for really working with a lot of the movie stars and helping them be, you know, dancers like Rita Hayworth. Famously, he worked with Marilyn Monroe. The whole Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, it's all Jack Cole.
That's all him.
It's all Jack Cole. Yeah, he worked. And then Madonna sort of copied that with her Material Girl thing. He was a real pioneer, but he had no big legacy hit, you know, that helped establish him more than just being an influencer of those great choreographer directors that would come after him.
So he went off to Hollywood, helped all these stars, and then what happened? I'm assuming no longer with us.
Yeah, he died in 1974, so he was 63. That's a career. But he did the Hollywood work and stuff, and never director. He did direct certain things like Allah Be Praised.
Allah Be Praised?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm sure done the most white way possible, except I'm sure the dancers were very authentically stylized in Persian. But Kismet, if you watch the Kismet movie and all of that, you'll get a nice sense of his work.
That's fantastic.
You know, and he was known as being a taskmaster. He was notoriously so hard. He had a core set of dancers that he would tour with because he realized that you can make more money doing commercial dance than having your own modern dance company or whatever. So he tapped into that commercial world pretty quickly. And I think that also might be why we don't, you know, he made money and he didn't necessarily get the fame. But he was really, really hard on his dancers. And he was a perfectionist. So you would famously, you know, if Gwen Verdon was his partner for years and years and years.
Oh, that's right.
Before Fosse. Yeah. But he would be so hard on them being like, no, do that finger move one more time. Do that finger move, you know, and then he'd come back from break and he'd be like, nope, we're still doing the finger move. You know, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
My God, that's intense. Yeah.
But that kind of perfectionism, I mean, that, and the, you know, when you watch, I was watching some YouTube clips, and the 50s and 60s was that art form, that way of dancing was, we take it for granted now, but that was completely invention. That was new to do all these different movements with your body that were not synced together. And he was kind of a funny looking guy, much like Fosse. So he used the apparatus that he was given by nature. He didn't try to fit into another mold. Wow.
That is so fascinating.
Yeah, interesting.
And he does not get the credit he deserves.
No, a lot of people, you know, unless you're a dancer, and you don't really know Jack Cole and why he is special.
And we still see his influences everywhere.
Oh,
we just don't know
everywhere,
the name.
Everywhere. Go see Chicago on Broadway, and you'll see influences of Jack Cole.
I wonder if there'll ever be a retrospective, like a Fosse-type show or Jerome Robbins
Chet
Broadway.
Walker. You know, Chet Walker. Uh-huh. He's sort of the gatekeeper of Fosse, and he's the choreographer-director that still, I mean, geez, all the time. And he has a Fosse. He has a Jack Cole sort of show that I think was put out in like the aughts at some point, but it never.
That's great.
But I would love to see like a dance in version of, you know,
that, yeah, because it would be great for us to reinvestigate,
to remember,
him and reappreciate all the things that he's given to the musical theater.
So there you go.
Good for you,
Jack Cole.
Lovely done.
Sneak attack.
Lovely done. Sneak attack.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
You snuck up on us, Jack Cole. Mine, I don't think I usually try to look for like a little connective segue.
Yeah, none.
I don't, you know, I really don't see one, but let's, maybe you can come up with one.
Okay.
Maybe you can come up with one. This is a CD set.
Oh!
A CD set, mind you, that came out in 1994 by a guy named Bruce Kimmel.
Oh,
was the producer.
Kritzerland, isn't that his?
Yeah, is now. And before that, he was with Saraband, Verace Saraband, or whatever.
Yep.
Came out with a series called Lost in Boston.
Oh, those are great series, Rob.
I don't know if they're available on iTunes. I know they're available on Amazon. Lost in Boston is a really great series. There's four of them, I believe, put out by Bruce Kimmel. And what they are songs that were cut from Broadway musicals before they ever got to Broadway.
Brilliant.
Which happens all the time.
With great
songwriting teams. So, needless to say, you're working on a new show.
Right.
You're out of town trying it out in front of an audience, and you realize audiences, for whatever reason, aren't interested in the song, and so it has to go away for the betterment of the show. And unfortunately, only the audiences who saw the previews out of town were only ever able to expose to them. Now, you can hear them as well. And so on the first CD, listen to these shows. These were songs that were cut from these shows on the first CD. 110 in the Shade, Fiorello, King and I, Fiddler on the Roof, West Side Story, Chicago, and Annie Get Your Gun. Those are just a few.
So classics. Classics. I love that.
And I will tell you, these songs that are cut are really wonderful.
Yeah.
They're really wonderful. For example, ladies, if you're looking for a beautiful song to sing, there's a great song called When Daniel Marries Me that was cut from Once on This Island because they felt that what the character was singing about was a little repetitive and it had to go away. It is one of the most beautiful songs you'll ever hear. So if you're looking for new audition material, looking for stuff to work on, in Annie Get Your Gun, there's a great song for a belter called Take It In Your Stride, which is a wonderful, joyous number that Ethel Merman was like, I'm not going to learn. She did not want to learn it. She said it had too many words. What do they say? Call her Miss Birdseye? She's frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
That was replaced with a reprise of There's No Business Like Show Business. And so it's interesting because some of these songs are great songs and cut for simple reasons like that. My favorite of the series is number 3 because I think the songs on there are amazing. It's Lost in Boston, number 3. Cut songs from Gypsy. Mm. Cut songs from Guys and Dolls. Did you know that Nathan Detroit and Sky Masterson had a duet?
What? I mean, it seems appropriate that they should.
Because yeah, in the women have a duet at the
right.
end. It was a number called Travelin' Light, and it was a number at the beginning for Nathan and Sky, and it was really a song celebrating that they don't have women to tie them down.
Yeah.
And it was cut because Sam Levine, who was playing Nathan Detroit, really couldn't sing. So that's why it went away. There's a great song from Seesaw called Big Fat Heart that was cut, and a music man, Tommy and Zanita, had a song called You Don't Have to Kiss Me Goodnight, which is a fun song if you're looking for a good duet. I hope there are more. I hope they keep making these CDs.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. And Larry Moore, who we just interviewed, is the orchestrator on all of these. And one of the things Larry was saying to me that I thought it was so cool is that his big challenge on these CDs was orchestrating them in a way that might have sounded like the orchestrations from when they first came out, which is so brilliant. So if you listen to them, please take advantage of that. The Drood one has an 80s synthesizer in it. There's a lot of brass for the Sweet Charity ones. It's such a smart way of doing it. Yeah. But anyway, it's a wonderful series. But honestly, actors, if you're looking for audition material that isn't overdone, that is great golden age stuff, I would go look here because there's some fascinating, wonderful
good
things.
Luck finding the sheet music.
Good luck. You know, you can, though.
Yeah?
You can. There are ways of doing it.
That's true.
It's up to you to figure out how to do it.
That's right.
But I will tell you this. I own a copy of just about every song that's on there.
Seriously?
I do. I won't tell you how. Won't tell you how it happened. Lives were lost, and we don't talk about those days, but I have them. And if I can do it, you can do it. It's the name of my autobiography. If I can do it, you can do it. With a foreword by Louis Anderson. So that's mine. Mine is the Lost in Boston series. Four of them, guys. Get all four of them.
Yeah, well, don't forget Jack Cole. Special father of American jazz dance. Theatrical jazz dance.
YouTube him.
Yeah, yeah, really. Check it out.
Get into that Jack Cole mood. All right. I hope you stay cool this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're
Good
listening
luck.
To us later on, then bundle up, dress down, do whatever you need to do. But for those of us living in the moment, stay cool.
Stay cool.
See you later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SufsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.